Israel. It celebrated its 60th birthday yesterday, but the festivities were interrupted by a corruption scandal. There'd been swirling rumors that Prime Minister Ehud Olmert was taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes from an American businessman. Omar admitted yesterday that he did take cash during his campaign, but denied any wrongdoing. Opponents are calling for the prime minister to resign after this corruption charge, which is the fifth sort of, scandal that he's in the midst of in recent years. The allegations come just days before President Bush is planning a visit to help negotiate an Israeli-Palestinian peace settlement. New York Times Jerusalem Bureau Chief Ethan Bronner joins us. And Ethan, how complicated is this for Olmert?
Oh, hello, Adora. I would say it is very complicated for him. I would say that he was already quite weakened, was not a very popular prime minister since the second Lebanon War almost 2 years ago. And there has been sort of a longstanding sense that whatever he was going to do in the peace process was a bit of a Hail Mary to keep himself in power, and that might, in fact, push the peace process forward. Now, I think Palestinian negotiators and those around him and generally people in Israel suspect that all we're looking at is a political decline without any real authority going forward.
And how do you this affect Bush's upcoming visit, the tone of it, the agenda of it, the effectiveness of it?
Tone, I think, will be affected quite profoundly. Officially, I don't think the agenda will be. I think that the president has stated that he's planning to come and meet with Prime Minister Olmert. It seems extremely unlikely that Olmert's future will be decided before or during that visit. It's only days away. So I think that everyone will be going through the steps in a relatively staged affair. It seems hard to believe that much can happen in Palestinian peace as a result of what's surrounding Prime Minister Olmert with this scandal. Now, to be fair, it didn't look too good before anyway. The peace process has not been in great shape.
Now, have these pronouncements, these accusations, have they overshadowed the celebrating of the 60th birthday of Israel?
Well, yes, they have. I mean, the actual public announcement of the investigation and the prime minister's press conference occurred very late Thursday night in Israel at the end of the Independence Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that so that during the course of the Independence Day, it's true that the prime minister is kind of under a shadow a little bit, and in his various official capacities, people were watching him to see how he was handling himself. But I would say most of Israel did, in fact, take some satisfaction, some deep satisfaction in the 60th birthday of the state, all that has been accomplished by this state. It's always a bittersweet kind of place and mood in Israel because of the sense of security concerns and great political disputes. And I think all that what it meant is that the chattering classes had something more specific to chatter about yesterday.
Ethan Bronner, New York Times bureau chief in Jerusalem. Thank you.